This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Mark. Hey, how's it going, guy? This is Lou and Tabby. And you know that property that we were in escrow for that hadn't quite closed, but you gave us the key anyway, and we could burn some sage and get in a groove? Well, we kind of ran into a problem.
Just a minute, dude. I just got on the phone.
The fire kind of got out of hand, and...
Hey, dude, give me some space.
Anyhow, could you post bail at county jail?
So what was that, like 3 minutes? Every time this plays, I say to you, God, we need to edit that down. Can we edit it down? I have some ideas. Okay. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on the loan from the, on the loan, on a loan from the, and is it a, is it amateur? I don't know if it's fully amateurized or not. From the California Association of Realtors. Hey, don't forget the bees. If you have honeybees, don't exterminate them. Go online to the Bee Rescue Hotline at sbba.org. Boy, that was a long break. 2 weeks. Replay last week. Who knew? Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. First segment, we'll do year to date. And we missed a week, so we'll do 2 weeks in one. In the, this is rarely completed and tried, but we've done it successfully a couple of times. Joining me in the second segment, Joe Holland, Santa Barbara County Tax Assessor, County Clerk, Recorder, and Elections. This guy wears a lot of hats. He comes on once a year, and I'm forced to do so by the county. So we're going to take a quick look at year-to-date numbers, and we're also going to try to get, let's see if we can get that special guest, little guy on the phone here. Recap with Mom. I'm done tracking Mom's new hip. I was doing, the number of days she's had her new hip. She came out here. She made it. She was 2 weeks in Santa Barbara, turned 92 on August 30th, 2016. She ate her way through Santa Barbara, drinking a little, a little sip, so not like she used to pound down a vodka straight-up martini. She's moving slowly, but we can still laugh to tears. Her feet got swollen from the flight, and they wouldn't go down. We took her to the walk-in clinic, and they gave her some water pills, and everything was fine. But she was we were leaving, and she was using the walker. The kind of a wheelchair. They gave it to her to navigate through. And we had her walker as well, so we had to. I tried to angle the walker on top of the foot pad. And I had her hold it, and it was at this odd angle, and we looked at each other, and we laughed until we just cried. And speaking of family, I want to wish someone a happy birthday. My brother, Ben Schneidman, on the phone. Welcome to Radio Real Estate, Ben.
Thank you. I thought you were going to say, speaking of crying.
I've never seen you cry, and I know you're so good at always calling me and singing happy birthday, although you usually do it with my sister-in-law. Connie, but I wanted to return the favor, but since it's live radio, I recorded it earlier. Okay, well, it's really not my birthday. Happy birthday, Ben.
Thank you, and I like the group backing you up there.
You know what? I was playing all the instruments. You're more musical. Ben had a rock band in high school. He played the drums, he plays the flute, a little bit of piano, and he actually introduced me to radio. He had the first radio program called Jazz and Such. Is that correct?
That is correct.
MIT grad student?
We had the call letters WTBS before Ted Turner bought them from the institution.
No kidding. That's a bit of trivia. The weekly trivia question, you nailed it. But do you remember an interview that we did? It might have been when you were at MIT, where it was kind of a Jerry Lewis, Dean Martin routine where you were the straight man and you were interviewing me and we recorded it?
I do.
And do you remember the character's name I call myself?
You were Farquaad Frump. You see, I'm getting old enough so that I can remember things that happened in the dim, dark ages.
I can't believe that you did remember that. I just, here's something funny. I went to this birthday calculator, And here we are, Monday, September 12, 2016. You're turning 67. And it says that...
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Okay, I thought you were going to correct me. I thought I got it wrong. Your date of conception, according to this idiotic online birthday calculator, was on or about December 20th, 1948, which was a Monday, and you were born on a Monday.
Was I?
So
I don't remember.
Mom will remember. And yeah. She called me right before the program. I told her to listen, and she was having trouble logging on, so we'll have to send her the podcast. But, of course, Ben, speaking of Mom, Ben was breastfed, and I was not.
And therein lies the tale.
Mom said she liked me like a friend. She refused to breastfeed me. A couple of quick things.
I don't remember that either, by the way.
You know, that's too bad. You got a good memory. That would have been something to remember. The top songs of 1949, one was Some Enchanted Evening by Perry Como.
Okay.
Ben was born 49. And finally, to wrap up the birthday wish, you're some celebrities who share your birthday, Maurice Chevalier, 1888. And Jesse Owens, 1913. And Dickie Moore, 1925. He's an actor. Kind of name rings a bell. Dickie Moore?
Dickie Moore, I do not know. Maurice Chevalier, Thank Heaven for Little Girls.
Exactly.
Without getting too far into the politics of that.
Well, back then, you could get away with Little Girls. And then just for the fun of it, I don't know this guy either, but same first name, Ben Blue, was born 1901. You know that guy?
Ben Blue, I think, was a silent comedian, but I can't swear to it.
Oh.
Silent movie comedian.
Silent, not a mime.
No. Before talkies. He might have been. You can Google that. I can't.
All right. We'll follow up with this scintillating historical information next week. Happy birthday, Ben Schneidman, my brother.
Thank you so much. And great talking with you for the first time on the air.
There you go. We had your son, Scott Schneidman. Ironically, yesterday, September 11th, and Scott was a few blocks away from Ground Zero, and we have a recording interview with him literally running across the Brooklyn Bridge to get away from downtown Manhattan. So I guess Doug's up next.
Okay, sounds like a plan.
Your other son, the attorney, I'm sure he could think of some legal thing to talk about.
Maybe.
Happy birthday, Ben.
Okay, thanks for calling, Mark. Great talking with you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, let's do some year-to-date stats for the 36th week of the year. Ending September 9th, 2016. We are still off in the number of sales year to date. I find it hard to believe because things are just selling like crazy. In fact, last week when I didn't do the weekly stats, we had 31 sales in 1 week. This week, 19. We're averaging 20.4 sales per week, but it's still 7% fewer in the number of sales year to date than last year. However, the median price is almost 3.5% higher at $1.2 million year to date. And that's through September 9th, 2016. Last year to date, $1,160,000. For the entire year, 2015, it was $1,132,000. $1,132,000 is the median price and averaged 20.7 sales per week. Now we're averaging 20.4 sales per week. But the last quarter, we could see a drop in both the number of sales, which wouldn't be too uncommon, and the median price, we shall see. Median price year to date, $1,002,000. The first quarter of 2016, it was $1,003,000. But not to be alarmed, the market is just on fire. Things are selling left and right. So if you have a house to the left or to the right, I think it'll sell. Did you see our guest walk in the lobby? Joe Holland's coming up. We're going to talk about taxes, property taxes, see who he's married lately. Not that he's what do you call a guy who marries more than one person? A polygamist? Mm-hmm. He's actually ordained to marry people. And Joe Holland. So we'll queue up. Let's see, do we have one last bit of information on the stats? 20.7 sales per week, 2015. That'll do it there. All right, we'll take a flyer and hope Joe Holland shows up. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com, 452-2428.